This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now time, it's 8 o'clock, time to talk to our Mayor Julie Alloy, who joins me now, and I think Julie is on her way to Cairns. I'll just check with her. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, no, I am. At the moment, I'm propped up at Rex Lookout, an amazing, beautiful, stunning, glorious morning. Of course, I'm sure everyone's enjoying the weather at the moment, particularly over the weekend. But at the moment, yep, I'm on my way to the FNQ Rock meeting, which is the Far North Queensland Regional Organisation of Councils. And we meet every 2 months, and this morning's meeting is in Cairns.
Is there anything on the agenda that's super important?
Look, we have a lot of standing items, of course, that really concern mayors and CEOs that have regional significance. We certainly push a lot for improvements to infrastructure. And, of course, I got the support of other mayors for our Wongeti Trail project and also support for the Mossman Mill. They're just two examples in recent times. But today, on top of that, we have presentations to the board, and we've got Belinda Down from the Department of Premier and Cabinet about her new regional role. We've got a fellow from the Digital Economy Group. That's a group that is supported by FNQ ROC. That's a mobile network testing project. And we've also got people from LGAQ, they also have a representative that comes to our meetings on a regular basis. And that's about a shared services project that we're going to be discussing. But lots of things on our agenda. It's a really important group. We're seen as being very effective in comparison to a lot of other rocks around Queensland. And so, yeah, no, it's good for me too, of course, to catch up with other mayors and CEOs too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, look, let's get on to a couple of things. The new Mossman Community Services Activity Centre is now open. I believe you were out there when it did open. And that will help connect the community's most vulnerable people to essential services. Now, this really is a great addition to our Shire, Julie.
Look, it is. We know that homelessness, disadvantage and poverty affects so many people in Australia. Very sadly, we also know that we have that in the Douglas Shire as well. So the Mossman Support Services is such a fantastic organisation. The name overall is the Douglas Shire Community Services Association. I've been involved with them for a very long time. I was on their board for 10 years, many years ago. It's been amazing to watch how they have evolved and how so many new services have been achieved in the last 10 to 15 years as well. And this particular service is really great. The turnout on Thursday morning was sensational. We had representatives from other community services organisations who set up stalls. And we also had a launch of the Indigenous books, e-books, and fantastic work that's been done by our traditional owners and elders, and also Alison Creek spoke about that as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a privilege for me to be able to open this new service and also to do that with Alison Creek in terms of the Indigenous books, which have been on display in our council foyer since NAIDOC week as well.
You know, Julia, it's amazing the people create an impression of everybody that lives up here in far north Queensland, particularly in the Douglas Shire and our beautiful part of the world. And you'll get people from south who think everybody up here is a millionaire living in luxury homes and all of that stuff. But the reality of it, that there are people in our Shire doing it tough.
Look, we have a huge amount of diversity, Paul, as I suppose you've just alluded to, which is incredible, really, in a small population. But we do have a lot of people who are struggling, and we have a lot of people who have health issues, mental health issues, who really need assistance. I think one of the best things that I've noticed over the last few years is the acknowledgement of these really important health issues and the fact that there are more support services and that it is okay to talk about it and to get that support. Because for people to be able to come to the activity hub that we've just been talking about means an incredible lot. And there was a lovely lady who spoke about her own experience last Thursday morning and how wonderful it is for her to be able to just be able to chat to people, to talk, to have a safe place for her to go and live life, as we all know everyone really wants to be able to live. So one of the best things I have always been saying for a very long time about the Douglas Shire community is that we really do want to help each other out, and there are a lot of avenues in order to be able to do that. We have a number of people who volunteer for a number of organisations, and all that's about people having, you know, community connectiveness, having some passions that they really enjoy, people that they can find out there who also share those passions too.
Absolutely. Now, Julia Loy, you're asking people to complete a survey for your and a chance to win a $50 fuel voucher. I mean, I don't know whether you've done this before, but it's unusual for a council to say, hey, you can win a fuel voucher. It's part of a plan to find out about future planning for waste management.
Well, we do sometimes provide incentives, I suppose, to really encourage people to fill in our surveys. It's really important that we consult with people. We want to find out their ideas. As I'm sure you're well aware, waste management is a huge topic now, not just in local government, but at all levels of government. And you've seen, actually, I'm sure, the recent announcement just late last week by the PM on his sort of, I suppose, war on waste. Mm-hmm. The ABC War on Waste program, I think, was sensational and has really increased awareness of what we do with our waste, what we should be doing, where it's going, the impact not just on our community but even overseas in terms of people exporting their waste. And now countries such as Indonesia and others are saying, hang on here, I've had enough of this. You look after your own waste. And so council, of course, for a long time has had campaigns, I suppose, around reduce, recycle and reuse. We've got our recycle shop at Killaloe. People can come along and get stuff that other people don't want. They can also leave stuff there as well. We have Plastic Free Douglas. We've had a huge push in terms for many years to try and raise awareness in terms of people decreasing their own use of plastic. And I always find that it's wonderful to watch people walking into our supermarkets and see that they're carrying their own bags instead of perhaps getting another plastic bag. We have boomerang bags, and they're on display actually last Thursday morning at the opening of the activity hub in Mossman. So what we want to find out from these surveys, and they're on our website, and we'll be advertising this a little bit more in the coming weeks. So there's three different surveys, one for general residents, one for general visitors, and another for general small commercial. So it'll be interesting to see the responses to that.
Yeah, well, Stacey at Port Douglas Recycling, I saw him, maybe a couple of months ago, and he said to me, Paul, I've got to get a bigger place because this thing is taking off like crazy. So, and he has. He's now got a new premises, which is pretty well opposite the Shell Servo there as you come in on the Captain Cook Highway. So, look, recycling, that has hit the mark as far as people are concerned. They want to recycle. They want a few bob now. And I'll tell you quickly another thing. When I was up at the Laura Races recently, every year at the Laura Races, one of the big problems is people leaving rubbish and a huge clean-up afterwards. But this year, it was as clean as a whistle. And the reason being, a lot of young people, now knowing that they can get something back on those recyclable products, the little plastic bottles and other things, they were into collecting it, and the place was as clean as a whistle. So, bringing in this thing in Queensland with, South Australia's been doing it for a lot of years, but bringing this in Queensland has been the best move, I think, for kids and organisations earning a few bob while you're cleaning up the joint.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the impact has been sensational, hasn't it? We noticed that as well.
Absolutely. Now, the Reef to Reef finished yesterday, the bike race, and they went up the bump track and they arrived in Port Douglas yesterday, and it was a triumph, really, wasn't it?
Look, it was such a glorious day. I went down there as well. It's always a lot of fun welcoming the riders, actually just enjoying the atmosphere, locals out there, as well as a lot of tourists. And so it's a hive of activity. And, yeah, I was really pleased to be able to see two people I know very well, and that's Steve Solaris, our former doctor. He's been doing this type of race for many, many years, and also Adam Jones. And so the both of them were riding together, and they came across the finishing line. And I know that, you know, it's sensational. And also what I love about these types of races, but particularly this one, it really does encourage locals to get involved as well. And Council were really pleased to be quite a major sponsor of this race. We've just recently agreed and resolved at Council, and we have a three-year agreement, which follows on from previous agreements. And that's $20,000 cash each year, and also in-kind support, which also is a substantial amount as well. So we think that supporting these events is not just good for your health, it's not just good for showcasing our beautiful Douglas Shire and Four Mile Beach, it's also about increasing economic activity. People do come and stay. They may not stay that night. They might think, wow, this is a great place. I'll come back next time I have a holiday.
Okay, and just finishing up, we're talking with our Mayor Julia Lloyd. Just a couple of quick ones. Council has now finished the Cape Tribulation Road landslip repairs. It's onto the pavement, drainage and guardrail works to complete. And I believe this will take around about 5 weeks. And the other thing is, there's a good bird's eye view on the Council website of this.
Yes, we're really pleased actually how that has sort of, I suppose, developed. Obviously, it was a major, major landslip and subsidence of the road. I went through there on Saturday, on the weekend, on my way up to the 30th anniversary of the Alexandra Bay Sporting Club, which was also a wonderful afternoon and evening. And, it's hopefully, weather permitting and no other dramas, it will be completed in the next 5 weeks.
Beautiful. And finally, Science Week continues at the Mossman Library. Plenty of fun for kids and big kids as well.
Yes, there's lots of things happening always at our library. All the information's on our website and Facebook site. Everyone loves our library, and me included.
Yes, and that goes through until the 18th. Julia, have a safe trip down to Cairns, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That's our Mayor, Julia Lloyd, on her way to Cairns for that get-together with the mayors and have a discussion over things. And I'm sure she'll have lots of things coming out of that for a chat next week.